Not all beaches erode equally, and that's the crux of the problem for NASA's $1.2 billion flight facility built out on a barrier island to reduce risk to people. The beach helps to protect the island. But the thing about barrier islands is they are always moving and changing, and the area where launches take place sits at an erosion hotspot.
So if you're sitting on the beach, you look to your right, all the sand's moving to your right. You look to the left, and all the sand's moving to the left, which means there's no sand coming to where you are, and it's all leaving where you are, in fact. Hence, an erosion hotspot.
Christopher Hine is a coastal geologist at the Virginia Institute of Marine Science, who's been working with NASA to better understand how climate change might affect Wallops Island and the northern islands of Chincoteague and Assateague. Like a detective, he combs through old geologic records, collects sediment cores, and uses ground-penetrating radar to understand the history of the islands.
One of the most dynamic places to watch in the world if you want to see coastal change, Southern Assateague Island. You can actually watch as it has doubled in size in the last 50 years, that southern tip of that island. As it does so, it affects everything around that inlet and Wallops Island to the south.
Assateague's southern tip is often called the wagging dog's tail because of its similar movement. And while it's responsible for Wallops' erosion problem now, Hine says that may change.
As Assateague grows to the south, that hot spot on Wallops shifts to the south. Eventually, we don't know if it's going to be 10 years, 50 years, 100 years, but it will eventually move all the way down to, most likely, to Assawoman Island. One island to the south. And then most of Wallops will be in the shadow of Assateague Island, much the same way that Chincoteague is today.
NASA shares the island with the U.S. Navy and Mid-Atlantic Regional Spaceport. Along its coast, the Atlantic crashes on a massive 3-mile-long, 14-foot-high seawall near one of the launch pads used for the ISS resupply missions. The beach that used to be here has been moved, part of it just north, mostly by nor'easters. In 2012, just 2 months after another replenishment project armored the shoreline with the seawall and sand, Hurricane Sandy arrived. Paul Bull is Deputy Division Chief Managing Goddard Space Flight Center.
It tore the beach up that we put in, but not a single thing happened on this island. Hurricanes do damage to us, but our biggest problem is nor'easters. They sit here and churn for days on end and just tear the shoreline up.
The latest plan by the Army Corps of Engineers will install breakwaters and mine sand from their growing northern beach after nesting season for birds and sea turtles. In all, the equivalent of about 60,000 dump truck loads of sand will replenish nearly 4 miles of lost beach.
There's a lot of science behind what we do. We're not just going to get sand thrown on the beach. Without Sandy, maybe it'd still look a little better, but it still would have been diminished. It's just over time, nature takes its course.
As sea levels rise and storms become more frequent and stronger, Bull expects the Corps will return in 5 to 7 years to once again put back the sand. Meantime, Hine will spend the next 3 years studying the area to provide a critical planning and management tool for the flight facility and spaceport. From NASA Wallops Flight Facility, I'm Pamela D'Angelo.